You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, and other little places around the world. And if this is the first time you've ever heard this show, then you know, you turn the lights down low. Here she is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor. Your mother confessor. Your pleasure pusher. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And I'm pushing the pleasure around tonight. Here at the Speakeasy on Radio Suzy One. And it's kind of a quiet night here at the Speakeasy. Not too much going on except a little music in the background. And, I guess the monkey rocker has been taken away from its position at the radio console. And we're going to have a fairly normal show tonight, perhaps. Although we are here to talk about sex, love, life, and death. All those subjects, it's kind of an open-ended show tonight, and my guest, Terry's here, Sister Terry, welcome back. Hello.
Whoop. Sorry about that.
There we go, hello.
And there she is, and Sister Ashley.
Hello.
Another mellow girl. Welcome back to Radio Suzy One, Ashley.
Thank you.
When's the last time you were here?
It was a few months.
A few months. Was that that time with everybody, with like Alex and Terry?
Yeah.
That time, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So were you here at the show? Were you here at the TV show, that is?
I came to both.
You came to both. Okay, you're a little shy.
I am. I'm a little quiet sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not always.
Did you do anything naughty at any of the shows so far?
No, I didn't.
Nothing naughty.
I can't. I'm too committed.
You are
so
in a relationship.
Committed.
I am. I'm in a very wonderful relationship.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wow.
She's got a great man, a really great man.
And where is he tonight?
He is at home playing video games.
Playing video games. A very common pastime.
That's a committed man.
Oh, yes.
Don't let him out now.
Yeah, letting him out isn't the problem.
They used to go out and play pool or, you know, go out with the boys. Now they just hang out and play video games.
Hey, listen, that's not bad.
That's what I do in the back sometimes, though.
It's easier to keep track of you that
right.
way, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Perhaps, oh, but you don't really know what kind of games are being played.
Right.
Anyway, welcome back, Brother Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening. I am doing quite well, actually. Yes, I just came in from Paris.
Paris.
I was there for dinner.
Paris.
Yes, it was wonderful.
And did you have coq au vin?
I had that and I had other things.
Mange bien?
Yeah, oh yeah, c'est
oui, oui.
Bien, oui, oui.
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of that too, oui, oui.
Little mange le poussé?
Le manger, c'est le poussé des piglets.
A pussy of a piglet?
Well, it was a leg.
A leg?
A leg of a piglet. I see, a leg of a piglet. Okay. Roasted leg. We have a lot of people gathering around. We have someone on the telephone, John in Glendale, who wants to talk about oral sex.
Ooh.
Okay, let's see if we can
that
make...
That could be great, and it
could be
really
horrible.
Awful. Yeah, we don't know.
We might need to bring in some of that
piss
sauce.
Way. And then we have a bunch of people in Skype, so let's let him prove himself on the phone. He gets first
let's see if our systems work.
Right.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Oh, God.
Hello, Glendale. Come in, Glendale.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Everything is working.
Hello, John.
So, this is Sister Terry, Sister Ashley. I'm Dr. Suzy.
I'm Brother David.
And Brother David, of course, is the deep male voice you might hear. So, you got four for the price of none.
Okay.
What would you like to talk about? Oral sex?
Yeah.
What about it?
I want to know how I can get my girlfriend to achieve an orgasm through oral sex.
I suppose you mean you are giving it to her.
Yeah.
You're not talking about the deep throat phenomenon where so you expect to her to have one from giving it to you. Good. Okay, that's good. That's more likely. So does she have orgasms?
Yeah.
From what?
Getting fucked.
Okay. That's pretty good. How old is she?
20.
Yeah, and how old are you?
24.
Okay. And so she has orgasms from intercourse.
Yeah.
And have you gone down on her?
Only a couple times.
Only a couple times. Okay, well,
how long have you been with her?
2 months.
Two?
2 months.
So still a very new relationship. There's a lot for you to learn about each other still. Your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
The problem is he was asking if this is a problem, if how he can help her to have an orgasm from him giving her cunnilingus.
You have to lick the alphabet.
That's a good tip.
That's
it really is.
The old-fashioned
tip, yeah.
Tip. Sam Kinison first introduced us to that, and certainly it works as well as licking out anything else. You know, you can lick out the Star Spangled Banner or whatever makes you stay there for a long time. That's the idea, is to stay consistent.
And you tell her that Sam told you that.
Consistent with a little bit of variety so it doesn't get too boring. But
you gotta spice it up.
Yeah, that's why we have the different letters of the alphabet. But, you know.
I like the Star Spangled Banner. Stick with that. Fill out the Star Spangled Banner.
Or whatever your favorite tune, you know.
What does your girlfriend look like?
That's not really relevant, Brother Dave.
It's not relevant. Sorry.
Really, you're just trying to get turned on by the situation.
Do you mind if I ask a question?
What does he look like?
No.
What's your question?
Are you very mechanical when you go down on her? Is it more of like, this is how you're supposed to do it versus just doing it?
John?
John.
Did we lose John, or are we just talking to ourselves now?
John.
Hello?
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
You go.
Hey.
Ashley wanted to know if you're more kind of just doing it by the numbers, like you're kind of doing what you heard you're supposed to do, or if you get into it passionately, because I think she believes that passion is a very important ingredient.
Do you have a loose neck?
Or do you have a loose neck? Passion is very important.
John?
Yeah.
Do you get into the passion thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay?
You don't sound very passionate somehow. Somehow, you had me believe in you all the way up until that.
Do you have a loose tongue?
Are you playing video games? Don't do it while you're playing video
John,
games.
John, come on.
Pay attention.
We're trying to help
John,
you.
John, we're going to have to skip you over. Are you getting hurt? Is she going down on you right now? Okay, John, your last chance.
John.
Poor guy. I mean, it could be that he's just fading out of something.
No,
maybe he's
no,
on a
no,
cell phone.
No, he's there. John.
He's there?
Yes, John. Help me.
Are you
me
playing
out here
with yourself, John?
I'm the engineer to
bring
me.
Are you
for
stroking
this
it now, John? Well, whatever he's doing,
okay,
he's doing it all
Johnny
by himself.
John.
Completely focused on something else.
John, we're going to hang up on you now.
Sorry,
go.
Johnny boy.
Bye. Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh. That's how they have sex in Glendale. No wonder Glendale's a disaster.
Yeah. I don't know if she's really having the orgasms from intercourse, or if she even exists somehow.
We will never know.
When they drift. Well, we might. No. We might know.
Maybe.
John might return. That's the nature of Radio Susie 1.
Yes.
Is that these goofballs often call back. There's a lot of continuity here.
Yes,
a lot of continuity here.
So, now we have some people in Skype, and so we're going to go through some of them, see what they have to say, and let's go for Am Look For You. Hello. Hello there. Yep. Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur.
Hello.
Kuala Lumpur?
It's Los Angeles calling. Come in, Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, I'm look for you. I'm look for you, but yeah. I can't find you, so I'm put you down into listening, okay? And let's see. Wayne One Daily. Wayne One Daily.
That's me. I'm here.
Okay. Oh, yes. Whoa.
All right.
Hello, Wayne.
Hold me over with
strong,
a strong
clear and strong
voice.
All right.
Yep. How's it going there? Wayne?
It's not too good, not too bad, but I'm surviving.
Okay.
Surviving, okay.
On the Campbell River in British Columbia, Canada.
That is correct.
And is this your first time in our Skype cast?
Yes, it is. And just listen to a little bit about what you were talking to John about.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
just when we were on the verge of giving him all kinds of valuable help that would have benefited listeners everywhere, he kind of flaked on us. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, yeah, I think he's got to be that, but
would you like to continue the subject?
The problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting a big echo coming back at me. Is that bothering you?
We don't have an echo.
Don't have an echo, darling.
You
just
sound
hear
loud
a little
and clear.
Bit. You sound loud.
Do you have your speakers on?
Yes, I do.
Okay, turn your speakers down a little bit. Do you have a headset?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so just turn your speakers down a little bit. Okay, if you turn.
It's one of those earbud headsets, and I don't like them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't like anything in my ear either.
All right. Well. Yeah. Being as technology is very important but very boring to everyone else who isn't having the same problem, can you tell us what you wanted to say with respect to the subject?
Well, yeah, I've got probably the exact opposite problem of John. I've been working out of town for 2 weeks out of the month, 2 weeks in camp, 2 weeks back at home.
Uh-huh.
And right about Christmas time, I'm trying to get a hold of my wife, and there's no answer. And I find out that every night I'm out of town, he's out screwing around with a former friend of mine.
Oh,
I'm absolutely
that's rough.
Ooh, that's
let him finish,
much,
yeah, well,
much
yeah.
rougher than, you know, the other guy's problem. Yeah. Poor
right
you.
Right now, I have told her to leave the house.
Ooh. Wow.
Because when I came home, all we were doing is fighting, arguing. Nothing violent, just arguing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want any part of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I threw her out.
How long have you been married?
We were married for 7.5 years. We lived together for 1.5 years before that, but it's also a 30-year relationship.
Wow.
30 years.
We were on again, off again.
So this is not, is this the first time that there's been cheating?
Yes.
That you know of?
No, I will go so far as to say I'm positive about it.
Okay.
That's the only,
and this
the
is
only
with,
time?
With your friend.
Yes. What about?
Well, okay, let's just get the facts here. When did you find out about this?
Probably in November sometime.
Okay. And you found out how?
Actually, it was rumors that came to my attention when I came back into town. I belonged to a service club, and when I went back to the club, other friends were telling me, do you know that your wife is out with him every night?
Uh-huh.
I did a bit of digging, asking her about it. She admitted it, and she said, we're just friends.
What about him, though?
I believe that for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And
what about your friend, the male friend? Were you talking to him at that time?
Yes.
And what did he say?
But obviously no longer.
What did he say?
Actually, if I see him on the street, I'll kill him, goddamn.
Oh, can't really blame you, man.
Hang on, I would blame you.
No, don't be killing. That's not the bonobo way.
Well, not the
way.
Killing, but
you
the urge
feel
to kill,
the
I
urge
can understand.
To, yeah, okay, that's cool. But you
but
know.
Don't do it.
don't do it.
How big of a town do you live in?
We should tell him to
get
out.
It's a small town of about 30,000 people.
So everybody knows everybody else's business.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, right.
What state, if you don't mind my asking? Canada. That's right, Canada.
Up by the river.
British Columbia.
And let me...
Go
ahead, Doc.
Okay, well, I just want to get the facts of the case here. So, did your friend confess to you? Did he say that he did it? You haven't even spoken to him.
You never confronted him? Like, you've been doing my wife. What's up with that?
I didn't have the opportunity to do it. I'm not about to call him.
Yeah.
And I just happen to know, deep down in my heart, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife keeps saying she's just friends. Well, that's bullshit. I've seen them together in a bar. I've seen them dance together. And just the way they act together, and knowing my wife as well as I do.
Oh, well, it's a 30-year relationship, but that's still, you don't have anything concrete, no evidence?
You know, a lot of women like to dance real sexy with some guys. That doesn't necessarily mean they're having sex.
Did somebody tell you they're having sex?
A bunch of people.
Friends.
It's the rumor.
Show.
All indications.
No, they're sitting.
Oops, Skype just
dropped us.
Says take a deep breath.
Let's
encounter a problem. Well, our friend's problem. Maybe you can hear. I don't know. So.
Someone can hear us out there. Skype dropped us.
He sounds like he really could use some
evidence.
Help. No, he just needs to talk about this.
Yeah.
Maybe to somebody who's not a friend in the in that tight circle.
Speculation can be rough.
And everybody's rumoring, and he's the cuckold. It's painful to be the cuckold unless you have a cuckold fetish. Which, of course, we know a lot of guys who do.
We do. We know some people with a cuckold fetish.
Who
do you know with a cuckold fetish, Terry?
A cuckold fetish.
Oh, you know someone with a cuckold fetish?
I don't know about a fetish. We all know.
wait, are we referring to someone I live with?
No, of course not. Of course
no,
not.
Or else you would do things at the speakeasy.
But he should come out here sometime.
Well, we have a lot of clients that have cuckold fetishes, you know, here
at the
Institute.
Yeah. That's an old term, too.
Well, it is cuckold. An old term, but it's getting revived.
Well, it's getting revived, but it should be more called like swingers.
Oh, that's a little... Well, yeah, it's a kind of swinger. It's the kind of swinger who...
I mean, why wouldn't you want to have your wife watch your wife having sex?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, most guys don't want to.
Well, I
understand. Because they're too jealous.
Well, okay, this guy wants to kill this guy, you know.
Exactly, there you go. Rage, jealousy, those kind of things.
But you better give it up because the pussy's out of the panties. And
the pussycat is out of the bag.
Whatever you learned 30 years ago no longer
matters.
Well, one of the problems here is that the wife could be lying. I mean, if we believe him and he sounded... very passionately sure that she was doing his friend without concrete evidence.
Well, I'd like to know when he first started leaving town. This is a current thing.
we are missing quite a bit of information. We are back in the Skype cast, but our friend from Canada is gone. Cuckold? No, that's not nice. I don't think he had a cuckold
fetish. He jumped
into
Columbia River.
Although, who knows, maybe... He kind of could. We could teach him to enjoy this in some fashion.
Right, and that's what we have to do.
Or to find the pleasure in the situation.
We could get the whole town swinging.
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, they seem ripe for it. They're talking about he sex all the like time anyway.
It almost sounds like mob mentality.
He sounds like that preacher in Barstow.
Yeah.
Who everybody was having sex with everybody else in the congregation, and then 50% of the congregation divorced and married other people.
There you go.
So.
Anyway, okay, well, sir, we would love to continue our conversation right. wherever you are, but
don't kill
meantime,
anybody, don't jump in the Columbia River.
Don't kill the wife or the friend.
Don't kill anybody.
Right.
It's just sex, okay?
Just sex.
It's just sex. And if you can be strong, then you will rise above the situation.
Yes.
And if you can't, then you'll wind up in jail.
And spread rumors about
him. At least, if not dead yourself.
No, what you want to do is go into bars and spread rumors about
him. Rumors.
Yeah, he's got HIV.
Rumors are
terrible.
That's the mature
way. That's
the mature way to handle it, for sure.
Definitely the adult way out of it.
Yeah. Well, it would be adult way, but at least it wouldn't be murder. That would not be nice either. Do not follow Brother Dave's advice. He was kidding.
Start an internet flame war. Go on MySpace. Talk some shit. That'll help you out. That's Sarah's advice, you know?
You know, there's got to be a silver lining here. We would have to talk to him a little more to know exactly what his silver lining would be.
We really didn't ask him if it turned him on.
No,
we didn't
exactly.
get into that.
We didn't. We know it turned him into a rage, but
right.
sometimes
but
guys who are
is, you know,
a little turned on by it, and or maybe he might say, I don't know, he might say that he's not turned on, but he might say, I can't stop thinking about them in bed.
What do you think some of the listeners might say about this? Anybody
I'm not
have
sure,
an
but
idea?
A few people are in waiting, so
okay,
I'm going
so
to talk to them.
Let's talk about
First
this.
Of all, we have our dear friend, our knight in shining armor, Mitchie. Hi, Mitchie.
Good night.
I just wanted to come up and just say hello. I saw you, and I'm so happy that you are, and you give such beautiful advice. I just want to say hi.
Hi,
Mitchie. We love you, Mitchie.
Mitchie, I just want to thank you for really being wonderful with May Victoria the other night. Because, you know, we were going in and out of Skype that night, and she was really very vulnerable and ovulating and orgasming on the monkey rocker, and you were just so wonderfully appreciative.
A knight in shining armor.
Eloquent.
Well, coming from you, Doctor, and coming from you, Ashley, it's just such a privilege, my ladies, and so thank you.
Actually,
so
that
much
was coming from Terry, but close
advice.
Enough.
Close enough.
But you're welcome. It's nice
sorry,
to talk to you, too.
Yeah. So, how's the weather there in Atlanta?
It's okay. I'm actually coming to San Diego in June 2nd. I'm coming to San Diego.
So oh, really? Well, you should visit the bonobos in the zoo and at the speakeasy.
Yes.
I will. I'd love to.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well,
June 2nd until...
Oh, June 2nd to August 18th.
Oh, wow.
Oh, then there's no excuse. You're going to have to visit us.
Oh, yes.
Right, Brother Dave? Mitchie can visit us?
Right.
Brother Mitchie.
Yeah, we have a room for rent.
I'm in awe that you give such beautiful advice, Doctor, and it's just amazing to hear you all the time. It's just such a... I'm such a... in awe to hear you. It's beautiful. Thank you so much for everything you
What do you got to say about
He's
me?
He's got a silver tongue.
He does.
Yeah, what do you got to say about me? I'm the engineer.
Yeah, you got to say
you
something.
You are Mr. Engineer. You are
the engineer.
Right. Right.
Yes, Brother Mitchie. You know how to say it. All right. Great. So, did you hear our call with our friend from Canada who's wife
poor guy
is off with his friend? Maybe.
I can tell you that what comes around goes around. I cheated on my ex-girlfriend, and she forgave me. And what she gave, the advice that she gave me, or the advice that she gave the people, that she just, it's just sex. And look, it's karma. What comes around goes around, I guess. But I love the advice she gave. It was very compassionate advice, so...
Well, it could be. Yeah, of course, there's some responsibility on his part. You know, we don't know exactly what. Maybe just he's been neglecting her. He's been away a lot. I don't know.
There's so many other factors. I really hope she's not.
Well.
I just want a phone number.
What's she look like?
Maybe she will join the Skype cast.
Maybe she'll come visit the bonobos.
All right, Mitchie, we're going to say goodbye for right now. There's a lot of people down there who want to talk.
Her doll, Mitchie.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye, brother Mitch. Sorry.
Oh, we cut him off.
Yeah, well, you can put yourself back into waiting, darling, if it was important to tell us, and we'll talk to you again. Sorry about that. Let's talk to Gigsy Love.
Gigsy Love.
Hello.
Hello, Gigsy Love.
Wait a minute, guys. This is mine.
How you doing?
I don't know. This is mine, too. She looks a little like Lydia. I'm
really?
Looking at a picture of her. She's very cute.
Is she cute? I'm going to come look. I'm going to come look right now.
You got to come look. She's got curly hair, and she's in Ohio.
Ohio.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Terry's
Ohio.
From Ohio.
Oh, so cute.
Yes.
We're in Ohio. I got to know.
She's a cute Ohio girl.
Right outside of Cleveland.
We're right outside of Cleveland. That's where I'm from, sugar.
Okay, so can you say Willoughby?
Willoughby? I'm from Solon.
Oh, shut up. I grew up in Bedford.
You did not. That's so great. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it. You're awesome.
This is getting very esoteric.
Sorry.
You can say Bedford.
Clevelanders get very excited by other Clevelanders.
There's not many of them.
No, we're really excited.
All right.
Yeah, I tried to get out of Bedford, went to Connecticut.
How'd that work out for you?
No.
All right, so now this guy.
Yeah, tell us
get
about
this
guy.
This guy found out his friend sleeping with his wife.
Yeah.
Right.
Sleeping with his
so
wife.
What's the big deal?
Well, you know, to him it's a big deal. He threw his wife out, and he says if he sees the friend on the street, he will kill him. Perhaps.
He's going to kill her, so who goes public and says that I'm going to kill the man? So, you know,
I don't
I
think he's...
shot the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he really meant it.
Killing the man.
I don't think he's really going to do it. I think that he was saying he didn't want to run into his friend because he's afraid he would kill him.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's avoiding him. I think he's actually being conscientious, avoiding his friend because of his desire to strangle him.
That makes sense.
All right, so she's sharing the love with another man. What's the big deal?
His friend. Well,
they've
I
been
think
together like
the
30
big,
years.
I'll tell you the big deal, I think. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal to move the love around, you know, but if she's lying to him, if she's doing it behind his back and playing him for the fool, I can understand why he feels really small.
I mean, this is a guy that goes into a bar in a 30,000 person town and everybody goes,
Your wife's doing your friend.
Yeah.
You're laughing at him. That's the problem here. It's not like this.
30,000 pounds. Give me a break. I found that a little odd myself.
What? Did he live in a town of 30,000? He's in Canada. This is not Ohio. This is like up in the boonies, really. Up in like British Columbia.
Yeah. And what he didn't tell you is that 30% of the population is bears.
Friends.
There he is. Is that him? C.R. Wayne, hello. Is that you?
We're gonna. Is that you?
That's our man. That's he came in and disappeared. Oh, man. Wait
it
a
was
second.
Wayne.
Wait a second. Hello?
Wait.
Hi, there you are.
Okay,
all right.
Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
We got a couple of people here. So tell us a little more.
I don't know what the hell happened. It just went dead.
Mm. Yeah.
Wayne, we need more info.
Wayne.
We want to help, Wayne, but we're very, very concerned about your story.
When did you start going out of town? When did you start going out of town? When did this start?
I started going out of town about July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was gone for 2 weeks and home for 2 weeks. Everything went well till about the middle to end of October. And this is when I suspected something was going on.
Mm. When you say everything went well, how was your sex life with your wife?
Up until that time, absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful. Like orgasmic and passionate and romantic?
I would say definitely romantic and definitely passionate, and it was a two-way street.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Absolute wonderful participation by my ex-wife. I was a totally satisfied man, and I understood she was a totally satisfied woman.
So, you feel, even though you don't have real strong, irrefutable evidence that they are having sex, your wife and your friend. You feel that they are.
Oh, I deep in my heart, I know it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Why are they? Uh-oh.
All I can say to you...
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
When I confronted my wife and we sat down and talked about it, she told me that she's fallen out of love with me.
Oh, no.
I said, how can that happen in a month?
Oh,
How can that happen?
So even though she denied having sex with your friend, she says she's fallen out of love.
It didn't take a month. It took 30 years.
Love makes no sense.
Right?
No.
So she's still having sex with you.
No, you're wrong, Mary.
When did she say she fell out of love with you? I mean, you don't have great sex with somebody you've fallen out of love with.
And suddenly...
It was less than a week before that she shared my bed. She shared the joy of us coming together.
Did this seem very sudden?
We were doing things as a team, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
it seemed to me that somebody put the fucking brakes on, and it wasn't me.
What do you think happened? You think they just kind of just ran into each other and just started falling all over each other, and then that was it?
Well, there's another part to this story here.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm getting to that. In October, the transmission in our vehicle blew, and we didn't have any transportation. That was an only vehicle.
Okay.
This buddy of mine was a taxi driver. He said he doesn't need his van. We can borrow it.
Okay.
All he wants is, you know, a lift to work and a lift from work back home.
By her.
Yeah. So far, so good. Okay? It worked well.
Huh.
And he did us a favor. But then, when I was out of town, here's how it started. Well, gee, Nancy, that was her name.
That was her name.
Still is, right?
She
was, Nancy. I've had a tough day. I'd like to go for a beer. Come on in and have a beer with me.
Hmm.
What bar did you go to?
What's your little town? What's the name of your little town?
What's the name of your town?
Campbell River.
What is it?
What river? Blair?
What river?
Campbell
River? Campbell River?
That's correct.
Campbell River.
Uh-oh. That's correct.
Okay.
Well, you know, they're already talking about it.
Campbell River? Okay. All right. Let's see here.
So you went into the bar and everybody was talking about this?
Uh-oh. Where'd he go?
Is he gone?
Wayne.
He's gone.
I see him right there.
Yeah, he's... Okay, Campbell River. I looked it up. It's a very small town.
He might be nervous because of very Campbell River. It's a small town.
He's there.
He's there.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happens. It just drops.
Put your pants back on. Stop dropping.
Stop dropping those pants.
Let me ask you, Wayne. If your wife had great sex and, you know, a good life, why would she want such a radical change?
This is what I've asked her to explain to me. Number one, I asked her to get out of the house. And then I asked her, I am tired of seeing your clothes hanging in our closet. Come and get your clothing out of here.
Okay, well, you know, I understand you're doing all that, but all of that is not going to help you understand the situation.
You're just creating a warlike atmosphere
between the two.
I have a question for him here. How old is your wife?
Wrong. It's not a warlike atmosphere.
How old is your wife?
I asked her to coffee, and I said, I gave her a day's notice.
Everybody wants to know how old your wife is.
What's that have to do with it?
Just want to get an idea of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We're both over 50, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That has nothing to do with the situation.
Well, you don't think...
I was trying to say, I asked her for coffee, and I said, I'm going to ask you three questions. Number one, what happened? Why? And do you love him? Those are my only three questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good question.
She would not answer it.
What do you think, Cleveland?
Oh, my God. The most foremost important question is, do I know him? That's what you need to know.
Do you know Wayne? No.
I know him. This is not the first time for him either.
Oh, fuck, crying out.
Oh, that. So he's a Romeo.
Wait a minute, I want to hear what Cleveland has to say.
You'll be gone. Bye-bye. You found a new piece of meat. Have fun. You'll be bored with it in 60 days. Don't come crying to me when he can't get it up again.
I have a question.
Take the superior attitude.
Good, Ashley. Ashley, what's
that? That's Cleveland very good, Ashley.
Ashley has a question.
Do you still love her?
Yes, and
you
that's
do?
My problem.
Oh. So if you still
hear
love
it
her,
in his voice that he still loves.
Well, yeah, but if you still love her, why are you trying so hard to castrate her from your life?
Well,
I honestly asked myself that question. You know, why did I throw her out of my house when I love her this much? All I can say is, when I looked at her, I pictured them together, and it just...
Yeah.
Mm.
We
were
talking about that a little bit.
Sorry.
The picturing... Wait. You pictured them together, yes, and... What do you see when you picture
when
them together?
When I picture them together, in my mind,
yes.
Okay, imagination is playing a lot here.
Mm. Yes.
But it just makes me sick to my fucking stomach.
Really?
Okay.
I know how that feels, man.
I have another question.
Hi, is he repulsive?
What's that?
Is the man, like, nasty? Is he repulsive? Is he disgusting? What is it?
No, he's not a bad-looking man.
Not
a... But
is he kind of a studly kind of a guy? Is he a ladies' man?
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yes, he is.
So
he's also a drunk?
Well, yeah,
okay.
you know, he might be
a no-good
Nick.
God.
That's why he doesn't have his own woman.
Let's just clear this all up.
Yeah.
He is a drunk.
He
has been fired from two of his jobs for drinking on the job and dealing drugs out of his taxi cab. And he also is a woman beater, so I've got some concerns for her safety.
The reason that I asked how old your wife is I was wondering if this might have anything to do with some kind of midlife crisis, some kind of suddenly I'm not happy with my life, all of a sudden I'm going to change everything and mix it all up, and hopefully that'll make me happy. Like, I watched my father go through it, you know, so I'm just wondering.
This guy, I have an uncle who's a cab driver, and also kind of like this guy here. What does your penis say?
Does any of it turn you on?
Does any of it?
Her?
Does any of it turn you on?
How does your dick weigh in on the situation?
It's very bloody lonely right about now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But?
Sure.
But if she was back, it would go to good use, I hope.
Ah.
I think it would. I think in a sense,
you know,
this is, I mean, there's always a silver lining to the situation, you know? Doesn't it?
Well,
I mean, I
see is that I'm rid of some garbage, and I got to throw it out.
Is that really how you
garbage?
See it? Do
is
you really see her that way?
No,
yeah, go ahead,
I
Ashley.
See what
go ahead, Ashley.
As a piece of garbage.
I have a question for you, sir.
Okay, no, let's back up here, because now what happens if she called you tomorrow and said, honey, I want to come home, I'm sorry. Are you still going to view her as a piece of garbage?
That's a good question. Cleveland.
Actually, Cleveland, thanks for asking that, because I wanted to bring that up. I sent her an email just this afternoon that she still has some stuff here that I'd like her to remove because the memories are too painful for me. And I said, remember, I'm always going to be here for you for the next very short little while. I love you with all my heart. I want you back.
Two questions, sir.
She has
okay.
To answer.
Well, I think that was a good little note to send her. So that was good. That was good.
Yeah, why don't you keep her panties there and have some clothes there?
At least where are you going in a short a while?
Fetishine. Come on, Ashley. Ashley has a question. What's up, Ed?
Well, two things. The first was, does it bother you that she had physical sex with somebody else? Or does it bother you because you think she's emotionally cheating on you with somebody else?
Good question.
The thing that bothers me, I guess, is, number one, I've been traveling quite a bit for a long, long time. I have never cheated on my wife. I've never wanted to, although I've had a lot of opportunities to do so. I can't understand why she wanted to do it in the first place. And I said, hey, honey, if he's got a bigger dick, you want to go out and get laid, by all means, go for it.
Ooh.
But come home.
It's not
I like the way
the
he
side.
Brought in the bigger dick, though. No, but he's thinking about that. See, this is, in a sense...
Yeah, this is...
In a sense, I know it's... What's painful is that she's not really sharing this with you, but...
She's not telling me why.
I know, yeah. I know. And she's kind of being an idiot. She should be a little more open about... She should be a lot more open about this. Because I think you could handle it. I do.
My view is that...
I think that what you can handle and what you shouldn't handle... is her disrespecting the years that you have been together, saying she's not in love with you because she's wrong. She's been with you for 30 years. She still loves you. She's just infatuated with this other guy.
With the bad boy in town.
She should just, just kind of treat him like a sex toy.
Just for my own interest.
That's what she should do.
Grass is greener on the other side of the fence.
Right, Cleveland.
It's really, guys, take it from me, really, really not greener on the other side of that thing.
No, it's not.
Really
no.
Not.
No, it's not greener, not to say it's greener to go off and be with someone else, but sometimes it's exciting to let a stranger
especially a bad
stimulate
boy.
Your relationship
especially
in some way.
That's fine, but then you don't share that with the other spouse.
Yeah, she's not doing it right.
No,
she's not doing it right. What do you mean she don't let them know? Sometimes you do let them know. Sometimes that's what you do.
Well,
you share
okay,
it with them. That's what's called swinging.
Candy
okay.
called swinging.
Let me ask you a question, Wayne. Do you have any kids with her?
No, I have my kids. She has her kids.
Oh.
And my three children are absolutely devastated. Her kids, well, we didn't get along that well anyway, so she's throwing that in my face.
That's rough.
Who lived with... Your kids live with you?
No, they never have, but they visited. And we went on vacations together.
But you didn't like her kids too much?
No. Her daughter, when we first got together...
Uh-huh.
Was 11 years old. She's just turned 20.
Uh-huh.
And during the mid-teens, totally disrespectful, totally... Well, she stole from me. She lied to both her mom and I.
Mm.
The language that came out of her mouth would make a sailor blush.
But it
and
was
this
her
is right
kid.
At our supper table.
Yeah. What did she? What did your wife say about that?
Oh, sweetheart, don't use that language. I went a little bit further. My wife finally threw her daughter out of my house.
Uh-huh.
How old is she?
Wait a minute. She threw your daughter out of the house?
No, she threw her own daughter out.
Her own daughter.
But maybe she felt guilty about
twice.
That. After all, it's her daughter. And so that might have... That might have been a factor here.
We got revenge going.
We got
here.
A little bit of revenge going. Yep. Also, daughter could be calling mom, unbeknownst to you, and saying, get out of there,
well,
that guy is a fascist.
Of course she is.
Yeah, right. Oh, even beknownst to you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Daughter is talking to mom, and mom is, despite having great sex with you, you know, maybe harboring some resentment towards you because of that.
Let me put it this way. My ex-wife, and that's what I've got to refer to as, is my ex-wife, because I've got to get on with my life. So my ex-wife stood behind me when I had a small stroke. Thankfully, there was no permanent damage. She stood behind unemployment.
Wow.
I got arrested for an impaired charge. She stood behind me then.
Wow.
And... You know, she was always there for me. As a matter of fact, she is the reason that I'm still alive.
Yikes! So, wait, let me ask you a question. Where is she living now?
In the same town.
Is she okay? Does she have a place to live?
From what I understand, she's staying with a girlfriend, but then other people have told me she's staying at his house. And he lives with his dad. He's taking care of his older dad.
Okay, I'm just making sure this woman that apparently saved your friggin' life is not down and out on the street or anything like that.
Have you ever thought about it from an angle that this, right now, what she's doing, she's going through something. Obviously, the choices that she's making, you know, signify that she's going through something right now. And I'm seeing that she's having trouble communicating with you about it. But why is it that it's so difficult for you to stand by her, even if it's something that's difficult for you to do? Because she's obviously stood by you through your trials and tribulations and gone through, you know, all of the steps with you. Why is it that you cannot support her through this?
Well,
is it because she's lying?
You hear me.
Now, I want to say something in Wayne's defense here, Sister Terry.
Okay, okay.
I don't think he has to support her in doing this.
I want her back.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about...
He's told her that he wants her back. Okay, me then. Being the host, I take some liberties. I'm kind of supporting you, Wayne, in what you're doing. Because you've told her that you want her back. I think I would say, I would give you the advice to try to be calm and just calm that rage down in you that wants to kill this guy. And you do seem to be open to her possibly coming back, and that's fine. And I also think that she was cheating, you know, and she doesn't really deserve to live in his house anymore.
Especially
since she said, "I've fallen out of love with you."
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
That's cruel.
It's
that's
horrible.
Cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, if you're fucking a guy and you don't tell your husband, "I've fallen out of love with you."
Yeah.
Unless you want to be kicked out of the house.
That's true. No,
so
right.
She should be out of the house. You are absolutely right, Wayne.
I agree with her being out of the house. Absolutely.
And he's standing by her well enough to say, "I'm here for you if you want to come back and if you want to talk to me like a
adult." Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And she might, Wayne, resent you a little bit because she had to stand by you in all your sickness and decrepitude. And that's not your fault, but still, that's something just to keep in mind.
Can I interject here for a moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Jigsy. Right. What do you want me to call you, Jigsy?
I want to call her Cleveland. I love hearing it.
Jigsy love.
So
all right, Wayne, do me a favor. I had a hard time like hearing you. The fact that you sent her an email saying that you'll stand by her and you'll take her back and you'll wait for, you know, a little while for her, you know, that you'll be there for her. But at the same time, it's hard for me to understand the fact that if you truly feel that you'll take this woman back and that you love her so much, it's hard for me to grasp.
Oops.
Whatever.
Did we lose her?
We did.
Did we lose everybody?
We lost the whole thing.
You
know what I found really interesting, though, was the fact that he consistently keeps reminding her she has things over there, consistently luring her back for her things. Because when Chris and I went through our big breakup time, that was the one thing I always used to keep myself connected to him, to make sure that he could still see me, that he would still think of me, that I was still in the back of his mind. And I'd always go, "Oh, well, I need to get this at your house. Or I need to see you because I need to get this." And I would always grasp to talk to him to change his mind, to get him to see something differently. And it just really sounds
think
like...
in your, the murky depths of your heart, you want him back. And you kind of got to watch how you portray her. If it's one thing that she's out sleeping with somebody and getting her little rocks off somewhere else, thinking the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, that's one thing. But if you really want her back, you got to watch your P's and Q's, so that when you do take her back, you don't wind up looking like the piece of shit because you took back, the local hooker.
I've already covered that base by saying, "Look, Nancy, I want you back. Please join my life again. And the first thing we're going
to
do is move out of this town." One of the big problems in Campbell River is lack of employment. And she suffered for that.
Yeah.
For about a year and a half, she couldn't get a job,
right?
And I supported her 100%.
Yeah.
And
She's going to be back because this guy
is going to come back.
Yeah, this guy's a loser.
I think she's
going to
come back.
Of course she's going to come back.
The one thing that it sounds scary, though, is that not resenting her for it later or using it as some leverage in an argument later.
Hey, the woman needs to be punished for saying,
she does.
I don't love you anymore. That is below the belt.
That is below the belt.
I don't love you anymore.
Below the fucking belt.
That's as bad as...
I completely agree. I've been there, but at the same time...
I mean, you can say you're a bitch, you're an asshole, you're a fucking, you know, piece of shit, but I don't love you anymore.
Let's have some mercy.
I don't like that.
Let's have some mercy, please.
I have mercy on my...
No, I totally agree with you on that. I agree that, you know, she should be punished.
I don't understand anybody. There's 16 people talking.
Everybody slow down.
No, I agree that, you know, she should be punished and it should be talked about. I could just see it if you wanted a successful relationship later. Years down the line, it being more of a resentment issue or something that you would use as leverage in an argument because it's something that you're reaching towards. I know that in my relationship, I have that problem. We've been in that spot where...
Resentment.
There's been that, I don't love you, I'm sleeping with somebody else, and me being very resentful towards him when we later on got back together. And it really hurting our relationship and bringing it down at times when we would argue over petty things. And I would worry about that.
Okay, but those are just words. And you live in a 30,000... I mean, even if you move, where are you going to move? You know?
Yeah.
You got to live where you live, and you got to be proud.
Yeah.
You got to hold your head up high. Everybody knows this guy's an asshole in town.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a little village, and you have to live in the village.
It's tough.
You know? Well, they seem to care enough to at least tell you what was going on.
But, you know, he thinks that she moved in with the guy.
He did.
The cab driver. Right.
Yeah, but that's not going to last long.
Well, no, but, I mean, that's a little insulting.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. That's very insulting, especially if she had other places to go.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, it happens a million times a day.
Well, yeah,
so
but,
really,
you know, I mean, I don't know that the guy has to be with her. Maybe he would want to be with someone else.
But if I was in L.A., I'd still find it insulting.
I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, you're in a 30,000 person town, so you don't have many choices. She's been with you. You had a heart attack. She
by the way, I would like to just interject that Skype has gone haywire.
Has it?
Well, yeah. I mean, but you guys have been talking a mile a minute.
Yeah.
Very engaged in your conversation, but Skype has actually been gonzo for the last 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
But, and I tried getting in there. Okay. Ah, well. Oh, here
they
we are.
They know
we're
the
back.
Story. They've seen it happening. And they stood by me. I need the support of my friends. Otherwise, I would go absolutely nuts. I contemplated suicide for a while.
Oh,
wow.
And then I thought,
there's no pussy and no dick worth committing suicide.
No, definitely not.
Well, you didn't do it. You contemplated it. That's
listen
the key.
Listen to me for a minute, please.
Well, please, it is my show, please. I can put you down into listening. And okay, now, Wayne, settle down, and don't be so belligerent.
Settle down.
Settle down, Wayne.
We understand what
happened.
We're
all talking about your problem, okay?
Your life.
And your life.
Okay.
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 But I'm not belittling her. Okay, I phoned in here seeing Dr. Susan.
Yeah.
I figured, hey, maybe I could talk about it and it'll just help me. You know, once you share some pain, it seems to cut it in half.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
That was the whole point of me phoning in.
And that's a good point, and a lot of these women that are here tonight with me, both in Cleveland and L.A., are also expressing their emotions, too, over this, because it is a universal problem.
Yes, it is.
It is something we can all relate to.
Girl's
so you're getting a
wild
chance to cathartically speak about your problem, and essentially, I kind of agree with your mode of action, although I would hope that you could relax a little bit with it and maybe see the silver linings, whether it's that there's something new opening up for you in your life, or whether that, you know, she'll learn a lesson from this and come back to you.
Well, I kind of disagree that this guy is getting all upset about this taxi driver who's a ladies' man. He's throwing her clothes out. He's throwing her out. Man, I would take that woman in my arms and say, tell me all about it, baby. What happened?
She won't give me the chance.
He wants to do that.
Yeah, he won't. She won't.
He wants to do that.
Well, okay,
she
then.
Is saying, "I don't love you anymore. I don't want to be okay, with you." She's busy with the taxi driver. That therein lies the problem.
You just
because it would be nice, and maybe she will come back and tell you about it,
will.
And you'll
it's
be able to laugh
people.
About it, and even get hard from it, and enjoy each other again, and hopefully that'll happen.
I just hope she doesn't
can't
get
laugh
hurt
about it, but it takes a good year to a year and a half before you get over.
Because
all of that, even
listen to the silver lining here. Your woman is over 50 and she's hot.
And she's hot.
Okay?
Yeah.
Would you rather have a woman over 50 who was cold, didn't have... I mean, she has hot sex with you, and you said that, and that's part of the magic of this woman. She's a very sexual woman.
Yeah, and if nothing
isn't
else...
She?
If nothing
she
else,
must be.
Nothing else works.
She's having hot sex with you 1 minute, and then the next minute, literally, this woman didn't go cold for a week before she's hot to trot with the taxi driver.
Yeah.
This is a goddess of sex here you got, man. This is a little bit, you know, out of control.
Yes, I had it beautiful.
Okay, if nothing else works out, jump in the Columbia River.
Oh,
That's terrible advice.
Now, I was going to say, if nothing else works out, send her down to be on the show.
I think you're feeling very sorry for yourself.
Well, he does have that kind of I am a victim tone to his voice.
You can't really blame him.
I'm trying to pump him up, though.
Well, okay, I'm trying too, but he's taking up the whole show with this
thing. You're right. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to drop you down now. We're done.
I got pumped up
okay.
when my man showed
Thank
up.
You, Cleveland.
You get over it.
Good luck, Wayne.
Get over it.
Do stay with us, Wayne.
Get over it, man.
We do want to move on to
don't
some
kill
other
yourself. Don't kill anybody else.
Other voices
Wait,
in the
maybe
night.
Somebody else has a...
Thank you. And you, Cleveland, are
also
Cleveland. Okay. Ciao.
Can you give me another 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
Whoa. Ooh, Wayne.
When I said I wanted to kill this guy, that was just rage.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would never do that.
Thank you.
Of course.
Merci. I appreciate your clarifying that. Because
that's what we...
Because I have extended myself to saying I approve of your course of action.
I asked my wife... I told her I was going to ask her, do you love him? Because if she said yes, I would have told her, then you have my blessings. I wish you a happy life.
That's beautiful.
Aww.
You really love her.
But she didn't say that.
You're a nice man. You work hard. Take care of yourself, okay?
Totally.
And
keep us informed.
Okay.
We're rooting for you.
We are rooting for you.
I hope she comes back.
Yeah, and what's her telephone number?
Well, we do want her on the show.
Good luck.
We definitely want her on the show. I definitely want to talk to this woman.
I'd like
woman.
To hear the other side of it. That'd be great.
We got to hear from her. The taxi driver, forget him. But
forget
no.
him.
Well,
yes.
Actually, he might be... but, you know, you said he's violent. He beats women.
Thanks.
I don't want to hear
him.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me
shoot. No problem.
Whoops. Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Yeah, we had some other people here, but now, so we're off, but we're going back on. We're taking a deep breath. And, well, I'm glad he clarified that. He did.
Well, what is...
And he had the little, he had a stroke. So he had a little way of speaking, that indicated that a little bit, in case you were wondering. So, here we are, we're back, and we have Daisy Cannot Be Bothered. Daisy,
hello.
What can't you be bothered about?
Oh, it's just that I'm lazy. It's not that I don't want to speak to people or something like that. But I jumped into listening because I had a very theoretical thought about the guy who was before me with his story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And cuckold.
It's just very theoretical. It doesn't apply to me either. But I was thinking that it would be great if people could let each other go and have such a deep spiritual bond that they could give each other their freedom.
Huh.
Well, yes. And I agree, and you are from the Netherlands, of course, and that's a very, kind of wonderful Dutch free sex
advanced society.
Yeah, and I do ultimately believe in that, and yet, you know, I think there are certain below the belt things about a relationship, like
too.
Saying,
well,
I don't
like
love you anymore.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I do know some people who do practice it, but they've been at the Bhagwan. I don't know if you know that.
The
but,
what?
But that, I don't know how you say it in English, but he was like a guru in the 70s.
Oh, Bhagwan Rajneesh?
Yes.
Okay.
And they practice it
free love.
By saying, by keeping their feelings to themselves and working them out instead of bothering each other with them.
So just...
These people I know, but they're old. Well, for me it's old, I'm 42, they're in their 60s. So that's not old, probably. But they've worked through this their whole life, and now they're the best mates you can ever think of. And,
right.
And it's really wonderful people.
Great. And so these are people that have swapped partners and that sort of thing. Swingers. Whoa. I think Skype just stopped again.
Again.
Okay.
Skype, you are so brilliant and horrible.
It is brilliant to be able to talk from, you know, this little town in Canada and then go to Netherlands, this sort of sophisticated free lovist in Amsterdam or wherever she was. But she was very... I really would like to talk more to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get her back.
She's very cool.
We're working on it. I hear the noises.
Doop, doop, doop. It's such a cute little toot.
Oh, it really is.
Daisy cannot be bothered. We're back with you.
Yes. And they live in a commune?
You do. I was going to ask about you.
Oh, we
You're
are?
In a commune. We're also in a sort of commune.
We are in a commune.
Well, sort of.
So tell us about your commune.
Well, it's not my commune, but I've been there.
Uh-huh.
I visited them. And it was really a free place to live, but it was a bit too much for me, really.
Oh, they live in a commune, these other people. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, the free
yeah.
love people. And what about you? Are you single, or are you married, or in a commune, or?
I'm in a relationship with someone.
Okay, and do you live together?
No, we don't live together.
So you live by yourself?
I live by myself, yes.
Uh-huh.
What part of Holland do you live in?
Close to Amsterdam, area Amsterdam. I live quite like 15 minutes by train from Amsterdam.
Yeah, I lived up in Bergen en Zee.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful little town up there. And by the North Sea there, it's beautiful. I love Holland.
We love to visit Amsterdam. We have some friends there.
If you come in Holland, you should go to this commune near, what's it called? I think it's near Bergen.
Uh-huh.
It's also from the Bhagwan. And you can really work out lots of things. I don't know, you probably already do that in your own commune, but tell me about your commune.
Well, I have too many questions I want to ask
you. Yes.
Really. I mean,
okay.
Your relationship, since you have such a free and open mind, is it monogamous or?
Yes, it's monogamous. I have a free and open mind, but I couldn't handle my boyfriend sleeping with someone else.
Yeah.
I'm just too insecure for that.
So it's okay for other people. Who can handle
it's okay
it.
For other
That's
people.
That's the Dutch
yes,
way, of
I'm,
course. Yeah.
It's. I'm too jealous, and my jealous comes from insecurity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is so. The Dutch way. They
yeah.
they allow everyone to
they
practice
allow a lot of
all
freedom.
Their kink,
yeah.
kinky
yeah.
habits, but they themselves wind up being fairly conservative in what they do.
Interesting.
It's true.
A lot of Dutch people are like that. I mean, there's of course the
Dutch
red light district.
Are,
you know,
there's a lot of like wild stories about us. It's because of the red light district.
Right, and a lot of tourists go there. But,
yeah.
I mean, I find, well, we have a few Dutch friends. One of them is another older kind of swinger hooker, really. The happy hooker,
yes.
Xaviera Hollander.
know about her. I've heard about her.
She's a very good friend of ours.
Yeah, we've stayed at her house
and
in Amsterdam.
And also, we have a very good friend who actually taught me design, a gentleman by the name of Willem de Ridder, who started the Milky Way and also the Paradiso Club back in the 60s. Yeah.
So we're all, like, hooked into Amsterdam.
Holland. Amsterdam, yeah. Those are great places. I visit them.
So are you going to get married, or what are you going to do? What's
well,
your future?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get married because, well, I've known him since, like, 9 months.
Yeah.
But he lives in England.
Oh, that's kind of far.
And that's a bit far. And, well, he's coming to visit me, so... And I've visited him, and, we'll see what happens.
How did you meet?
If one moves to the... On Skype.
On Skype?
On Skype.
Huh. Great,
beautiful.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah. I really trusted him. That's why I went over there. And everything turned out the way it was said. So there were no secrets.
That's good.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's kind of rare. I mean, let's just say we can't take that for granted. You know?
No.
A lot of people aren't what they say they are.
Yeah.
Very true.
On this imaginary world of the internet.
Oh, the internet.
That's how you met Chris.
Yeah.
That's right.
This virtual world. Yeah.
So you met him on Skype. Just in a Skype cast, or how did you meet him?
I was in a Skype cast, and we changed contacts. Next day, he called me, and we've been talking to each other ever since, every day.
Did you ever have phone sex with him?
Skype sex?
Skype sex?
Yeah, ooh, this, Skype this, sex.
Yes.
This is the cast about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you do there in the Netherlands?
What I do in the Netherlands?
Yes, I mean...
I used to be a nurse, but now I'm on, what's it called, on disabilities.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's on disability. So the other guy was on disability. People on Skype are on disability.
So they sit on Skype all day because they're on disability.
Well, I'm very glad I am. I have good money. Because
yeah, sure.
Spend
why not?
Of our sick...
you also have a good government. You have a monarchy.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, they don't have any power.
No.
It's mainly... she has got some power, but not too much.
They've got a lot of power. They're very rich. Holland is a very, very rich country. The people don't...
For such a little country.
Yeah, for a little country, people don't understand how rich... I mean, they own Shell Oil... There's major...
Oh, isn't Shell Oil a multinational?
It's a Dutch multinational.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't know that, huh?
Yeah.
No? Like the Dutch government is one of the prime owners, the actual Dutch government?
Yes, the monarchy.
The monarchy.
Yes.
I've had a love for the Shell gas station since I was little. I loved the Shell.
Who's the Queen of Holland again?
Who's the Queen?
Hang on, I will look that up right now.
We're talking to a Dutch
person. Daisy, who's the Queen of Holland?
This could be a lot faster.
Beatrix.
Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
And her husband is who?
Hang on.
Well, Klaus. He's a German.
Klaus, right. Klaus is part of
Klaus von Amsberg.
Yeah, one of the major figures in the Illuminati, if you're into that. And the Trilateral Commission. Very powerful country.
I'm looking to see if that's all true.
This is a country of traders that has been on the seas for centuries, dealing dope and dealing everything in the world. Mm-hmm. Wonderful country.
Yeah.
Wonderful country. Wonderful people.
We love the Dutch.
Thank you.
We'd love to go back there. So,
you're most welcome.
We'll let you know. We'll all converge on you and stay at your apartment.
Right.
Oh, she's like, no.
All right, Daisy cannot be bothered. Do a lot of people bother you, Daisy?
No.
No?
Not at all. No.
Well.
No, I have my settings on private.
Smart.
Well, when I'm in your cast, I usually have it open, but when I'm in your cast, I don't want to be bothered.
It's all the perverts will be calling you.
All right.
I don't mind, but
but your advice to Mr. to Brother Wayne, who is still down and listening, and this is turning out to be his show after
right,
all, even though
show.
I tried to say it was my show. It really is Wayne's show. And Wayne, your advice for Wayne, Daisy, is that he should open his mind to the free love philosophy.
No, I think
even though you don't do that yourself.
He should write her an email and say in that what you've and work out a bit in that what he's been talking to you about, that how it makes him feel that she cuts him off like that and that he loves her. He needs to make a closure or talk to her. He needs to speak to the woman whom he loved for so many years.
Wow, that's quite a challenge to write a letter like that. But if you can pull it off, it would be hit straight.
Yeah, stop throwing her clothing out. It's 30,000 little town, and it'll work out.
I mean, that they've known each other for
30 years.
That's a lot of history.
Yeah.
Holy
God. Yeah.
And it's a terrible friendship to throw away.
Yeah,
and try giving him a reason why she's holding so much distance. If she doesn't want it, at least try making her giving him a reason.
Of course, they've known each other for 30 years, but they've only lived together for 7 years and been married.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it could be that... it doesn't work as a marriage. It works as a friendship.
Yeah.
I don't know. That could be.
Or ask him when she's ready to take contact with him, because he doesn't only lose a lover, he also lost a wonderful friend.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Well, that's true. And maybe the friendship is something that would survive the loss of the relationship. I don't know. Actually... Wayne.
Yeah, it is possible.
Put yourself into
Wayne. No, please.
Oh, come on. We should end with Wayne, don't you think?
All right. Okay, we'll end with
Wayne. We should. I also... Yes, there he is. There's Wayne. Okay.
Did you hear what this wonderful woman from Amsterdam said?
Yeah, I'm leaving her in for a little while with Wayne.
Yeah.
She said... Okay, Wayne.
Yes, I did, and I appreciate that. I just tried to contact Daisy, cannot be bothered, and I can't even send her a message.
Well, she's very private.
She's on private.
Yes, I understand that. But if she wants to contact me, I would love to talk with her or chat with her.
So what do you think, Wayne, about the whole idea that maybe... I mean, you were friends with your wife for 30 years, right? Oh, I think Skype just went off.
Okay. Oh, Skype.
Yeah.
You jerk.
Yeah.
Why
okay,
is
it just does this.
Why is
it
Skype for me?
Sometimes
I don't know why Skype is like this. It's so it's really so revolutionary and brilliant, but it just sucks.
Because it's revolutionary and brilliant, sometimes
there's still
it just
bugs.
Falls
it's
apart.
Still
there are bugs.
It's very early. It's early in this technology.
Right when they started, blog journals.
Exactly.
Let's put it this way: there is no other service quite like it.
There really is not.
There isn't. There
is not.
You know, okay, we're back. So, Wayne.
Yes.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever heard the word cuckold?
I'm sorry, have I ever heard what?
The word cuckold.
Yes.
What do you think of when you think of that word cuckold?
I see it every morning when I get up to shave.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So you think of yourself as a cuckold?
Yes.
And how does that make you feel?
What's a cuckold?
I wonder what the actual definition is.
Wait, slow down.
One
it's complicated. So Wayne, you tell us what you
think.
How you define cuckold. Tell Daisy.
Well... In my mind, a cuckold is a man who, for whatever reason, has had his wife cheat on him.
Right.
And allowed her back into a relationship. Now, I may be wrong.
That is the
That's the classic definition.
The Wikipedia definition.
Very fair definition.
Yes.
Sometimes the cuckold is very upset about this, very jealous. Sometimes the cuckold is kind of happy about it and turned on. Sometimes the cuckold is fooled by it. Sometimes the cuckold is in on the whole joke. So...
Yeah.
But
this is not a joke. This is my life. This is my heart, my life. It is not a joke.
I know, but, you know, nobody's died yet, and hopefully nobody will over this. And after all, she has, compared to you getting a stroke, compared to some of the life-threatening things you've been through, it is a bit of a joke. You almost lost your life, Wayne.
You don't screw around with somebody's heart.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's wrong. That's not playing by good,
she didn't
good
fool,
game.
She didn't fool around with your heart when you had a heart attack.
When you had a heart attack, she was by your side. Or a stroke. She was by your side. So she does deserve quite a bit of slack for that. I would say so. Listen, I had someone by my side.
Excuse me, she does not deserve the slack.
No,
excuse
me, but I also almost died a couple years ago. Almost died, and I had someone stand by my side. And I would cut that person all the slack in the world for having stood by my side when I almost died.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Damn it.
Damn it.
What's the question?
What?
Oh, are we still there? It just says it dropped the call. No.
No, we're here.
We're here.
Okay, thank you. My question is, how much slack do I give her? This has been going on since late October, early November, and it is now April.
Out of 30 years, you cut her a lot of slack.
As a friend, you cut her a lot of slack. As to whether she stays in your house, you know, maybe you guys shouldn't live together. Maybe that... You've only been living together for 7 years. So maybe that's not good. Mm. Also because of her daughter. Because you can't live with her daughter, and obviously that's a problem.
Interesting.
So, you know, maybe this is for the best. You guys shouldn't live together. You should be friends. Maybe you should have sex. Maybe you should open up the relationship to, I don't know, another level. And that's what this is going to do.
You got to open your heart. Stop being a fascist. Stop calling her trash. You should open your heart and your house.
Well, the house is up to you. It's your house.
It's your house.
But open your heart.
And certainly she went off to live in his house, so he shouldn't have her stuff. I understand that. And she's being kind of pissy. She's being rejecting.
You mean you wouldn't keep my stuff for a while?
Not if you went off and lived with another woman and just said you didn't love me anymore. If you said you didn't love me anymore, forget it. Your stuff would be out in the alley.
That is the
burning.
Most horrible. That's the worst.
That's
awful. To me personally,
now,
having heard it.
Now, would I still be friends with you?
Wow.
I still be friends? Because you stood by my side, I would still be friends with you. But if you went off, if you told me you didn't love me anymore and you went off to live with somebody else.
I would keep your stuff here. Not charge you any storage fees.
Oh. No, I know. I would keep your stuff, too, honey.
Come on.
I would just be so upset. I would throw some of your stuff in the alley. Well, I would be so upset if you told me you didn't love me.
Oh, dirty underwear or something.
You've got so much stuff, some of those gargoyles or something. Or those lighthouses. Throw some crap down over the alley. It would make you feel better.
Yeah, I totally agree. Been there, done that.
I took a table.
Nice.
That's what I did.
You took a table.
You know what? That would be so... I can't imagine you doing that.
I put
that.
A bunch of decorations out on the front porch. Remember that day?
You broke a bog once.
I did. I think
you broke a bog.
He was going to leave me.
I
broke
the
bog. Yeah, he was going to leave her, so she broke his bong.
I
bought him a better one.
I would never say I didn't love you anymore.
If you broke my bong, I would be...
Devastated.
Oh, he was breaking my heart. It was symbolism.
It was pretty fucking dramatic.
I am.
A little melodramatic there, mellow girl Ashley.
It was symbolism. It worked. I
all right.
Wayne, are you there?
Happen.
Is Wayne there?
Wayne, are you there?
Oops.
We lost Wayne.
We lost
Wayne.
At least we know when he loses us, he goes, damn it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, oops, I don't know what I'm connecting to now. I'm connecting to something. Now this looks like seasonal offers on phones. I don't want
to. I just wanted to be clear out to the radio audience.
You know,
that
though,
I paid
here's
for that
the thing
table.
Is
and I was fucking due.
We're over
that's
our
that's
hour
all
anyway.
I have to say.
Hi, he wants a table.
We're
back.
Over. So I think we have helped Wayne sufficiently. Wayne, if you can hear me, goddess be with you. And your woman
is that logic?
Is some
that logic
kind of goddess.
That I hear? Logic and maturity. Sorry, we're just rambling over here while you guys are fixing this. Sorry.
Okay.
We're just messing
logic. No, I was just trying to say goodnight to Wayne, because we are going to wrap up.
Are we wrapping up?
But, and I don't know if Wayne can hear us.
I hope so.
You're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Oh. We, okay.
C'est moi.
Moi.
Oui. Oui, you.
Hello.
Okay, do you want me to type all this in, or should we just close out? You want me to type this in? Oh, you got that. Okay. We didn't have to type anything in. Very good. Oh, this is all pretty snazzy here. Okay.
Why are you talking about Skype?
Skype doesn't work well.
She's this is
there.
The first problem I've
had. Okay. This is the miracle of Skype, that it goes completely down, and then you're right back in there.
At least you know that we've got that. I didn't even know it did that. Is that new?
All right,
I didn't think it did that.
It's so mysterious.
It is.
I'm going to wrap up my hose.
It really is mysterious. So, Wayne, we're going to have to wrap up. Are you there? Wayne?
He probably got kicked out.
Oh. But you know what? Paul is here. We should say goodnight to Paul.
Paul.
Whoops.
We love Paul.
Something happened to Paul.
Our correspondent.
No, everything. Skype is going haywire, okay?
Do you need me over there?
And the only one left is Wayne, and he's gone. So it's all gone haywire somehow. Something went bananas.
Let me come check it out.
No. It's really done. And,
okay.
And
all right.
Do you know what? It is done. The show is done.
We are done.
I do want to give one little R.I.P. to your friend from Mellow.
Angelique.
Do a little 1 minute on your friend.
This is
good night to
goodnight
your friend.
To Angelique, fiber
good
optic
night.
Jesus.
Good night.
Paul.
Suddenly here.
Hello, Paul.
We were saying goodnight to Angelique, and there's Paul.
Recorded.
I have never seen a craft like this. I flew out completely of everything, and I thought, what is going on?
This is a wild Skype cast tonight, both in terms of Wayne and his story.
Nice story. You see, I mean, this Wayne, I wanted to go up. I felt very sorry for him, because I think he's a real genuine guy, you see? Not everyone thinks the same, but I think I like what he said, and I feel sorry because he's heartbroken totally. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
I don't believe that ever works again. That's my opinion. She's most probably a bitch. I mean, you can do this thing.
Did
in
you just
a nice
call her
way,
a bitch and a hoe? Or was that Skype going Skypey? Is that what you said, Paul?
What did I say?
I don't know. It sounded like you called her a... This call will be recorded. Did you...
I didn't call her anything.
You didn't call her anything. Okay. That was just my Skypey airwave playing tricks on me. Okay. And now everybody's suddenly in the talking area. And I'm going to move everyone down into listening for just a moment. Okay, just to get control of the situation. Suddenly all these people piled into the Skype cast as we were closing.
Of course. It was a good show.
Yeah. Okay.
All
and
right.
Now they're all piled in. And, whoa. Okay. So, we're going to end anyway.
Right.
Right, because all things must pass, and we will come back again, hopefully tomorrow night. And so say goodnight to Angelique, because all things must pass, including our lives.
Angelique, wherever you are, our hearts, all those on melodramatic.com, who knew you, who didn't, our hearts go out to you and your family tonight. Our prayers are with you, our thoughts and prayers.
Well, what happened to this woman?
She died.
Very, very strong.
She what?
20.
Died of cancer.
cancer, yeah.
A couple of last night, the night before.
Cancer. She actually, I was wrong. She was born in 82. She's about, I want to say, 26. I was born in 85, 26. And I'm 23. So, yeah, 26.
Yeah, 25.
So, she was 26. She
still had, very young.
Very young.
She had breast cancer. She was so strong, breast though. Cancer. She traveled all the time to different clinics, different places. She kept living. She kept being very active in all the things that she loved, like concerts and painting. And I mean, I truly admire the fact that even knowing that she was heading, you know, to a bad area.
She knew. She wrote this
she was still
entry right before that kind of just, she kind of knew, it was like she felt it, that it was coming, you know, and she had reached a peace and acceptance with it. So it's really tough. Melodramatic suffered, our community suffered a loss.
But
it's
I
really
still,
sad.
Okay,
really
and I find it amazing because I just think if I found out I had cancer, I'd be a lot more, I'd just give up.
You
I
never know how you'd react to something like that, you know?
That's true.
Well, it's certainly a plague on our culture. Cancer is getting worse and worse, especially among young people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't remember young people getting cancer like this when
I
was
never heard
kid.
Of it, and I'm an old man.
Well, yeah. So, there's something. I mean, there's a lot of things that are easier about life.
Eat some Lay's potato chips.
In the 21st century, but there's some things that are, I guess, I don't know, where the chemicals come into us and cause these strange cancers, but
right.
They seem to do that. But it does, like, put things in perspective, okay? Life, love, sex, death, you know? I mean, cheating is bad and everything, and lying and all that stuff, but
war is also bad. And
she did stand by him.
Yeah.
You know,
did.
when he was almost dead. So, anyway.
All right.
Wherever you are, Angelique, feel the love.
Rest in peace, my darling. Rest in peace.
And feel the love wherever you are listening out there. Hopefully you are alive. I don't want to be talking to too many dead people. And enjoying life. And I want you to be good. Be happy. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Sister Terry. Thank you, Brother Dave. And thank you, all you out there, including Brother Wayne, for just, you know, sharing with us.
Yeah.
So, be good, be happy. Don't let your rage get the best of you. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. You can do that, Wayne, even if that someone is you. I love you.
From Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web with Dr. Susan Block and company. And no matter where you are in the world right now, I'm going to go ahead and play an old show for you, a past show. You can hang out. You can do whatever you want. Thank you, the Netherlands. Thank you, Canada. Thank you, all of you. And truthfully, from our house to your house, thank you for having us and listening and joining in with us. And what else can I say? If you missed any part of this program, you can come back and listen to it in our archives area, and it should be up there within 48 hours. From our house to your house, thank you for having us, and take care until we meet again.
Hi, Susan. And everything decadent, and we think if we go one weekend, we're being debauched. Anyway, they were very debauched. Have a drink, King. And the King has next to him his henchman. Named Haman. Okay, now, some of you already know, I hear the groggers already. When you hear the name Haman, you make noise.